Raider, we were watching practice the other day and looked like you caught took a shot and were a little wobbly getting up. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good now. Just had a little, you know how football goes, just one of those moments, but I'm good now. I just got cleared last Saturday, so I've been good this week.
As a football player, you've had your share of injuries and things where you've had to deal with some of those getting dinged up. How do you approach it? Because that's part of football. You know that, but at the same point, it's not easy.
Yeah, I think just trusting the process. Throughout my career, I've had my fair share of injuries here, especially last season with my back. But I think just trusting the timing and trusting the coaching staff over here, and also the training staff. So they help me stay positive, they help me stay hopeful, and it's been really helpful in my time being here at BYU. Just having people that you know knows what they're doing. They're the best in the business, and so they've really helped me to stay hopeful. And yeah, it's paid off a lot.
Raider, what expectations did Coach Hill and I guess Coach Fowler, who worked with the safeties, what did they set for you guys entering spring as expectations they had for this position group through these 15 practices?
Yeah, I think the expectation is just people who know the defense in and out. Whether that be, I know we got to the point where we've been under the system now for a little while, and so knowing just your assignment isn't going to do it. You know, having a knowledge of everyone's assignment, knowing where we're supposed to be, where certain gaps we're supposed to fill if someone goes out, and so I think just understanding the whole defense as a whole so that we can be vocal leaders on the defensive side of the ball. Because at the safety position, you can see the field better than most people. And so I think that's a really big expectation that he has for us, and that what he's looking for in safeties is just someone who's going to come in 100% effort every single time you play, but then also understand the game and understand the defense in and out.
How much does it help you in your development as a player to have such a competitive room like the safety unit is this year? And how much is that helping all of you guys get better every single day?
Yeah, I think it's been something that's been really good for us. I know a lot of people. There's, you know, it's tough when you go to other places. A lot of people are like, "Oh, I want to go in and I want to start, but I want that to be handed to me." But I really love the dynamic that we have in our room with everyone just competing. But it helps us to get better on the field, off the field. But then also, it's coming out of a place of love. Like, all of us love each other in the room, and that's something that I noticed that's different from maybe previous teams that I've been on. Is when you're playing, it kind of feels like you're going against someone else on your team. But you know, we all want to be the people who the players who start. We all want to play, but at the same time, we all love each other and we all trust the coaches. And so it's really helped us grow together as a position group, which doesn't really happen a lot. I feel like sometimes people grow farther apart when they're competing against each other, but it's really helped us to grow closer together and to help us understand the whole defense as a whole. So yeah.
Yeah, Raider, I just wanted to get your evaluation of the scrimmage today. What were your takeaways?
I thought it was a good scrimmage today. It was our first real scrimmage of spring ball, and so there's definitely a lot of things that we can be better at, we can improve on. But overall, as a whole, for our first scrimmage, I thought that it was good. I thought we played pretty physical, and yeah, I thought the defense looked good and the offense looks good as always. So.
Well, Kalani's talked about how physical you guys have been in camp so far, and he says it's really the only way to get you guys to the level he feels like you guys can play at is to be physical, tackling, doing all the things that can obviously lead to injury. Do you agree with that? It's like that mindset, like going out there and getting physical and obviously going ones versus ones, et cetera.
Absolutely. That's what the game's going to be like. And so if your body's not prepared for that, if you're not, you know, it's definitely, it's not, we're not being stupid. Like, we work hard and we have physical practices, but the coaches know what they're doing and they know what's going to help us to be prepared for the games. And so if we're not, you know, having these physical practices, if we're not hitting, and then we come game time, it's going to be harder for us to adjust. And so I think it's been a really a good positive for us in that practices have been physical. And it helps us and it prepares us for the game time because no one cares when you're on the field. You know, they're just going to run through you. So it's helped a lot.
Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, Raider, I just wanted to follow up with something that you said about some of the younger safeties in the room, the way they're developing. Coach Hill kind of mentioned this the other day when we were talking to him too. Guys like Faletau, Tommy, some of those younger safeties kind of really rising up and pushing you guys, making them a lot better. Have you seen a noticed improvement kind of when you maybe take a step back and you look at those guys. Is there another level that's kind of starting to click now that they've sort of been through the system, got a full year under their belt, that kind of thing? Can you kind of see the next level in those guys?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like you have Faletau, you don't see a lot of safeties that look like him, but he's super athletic and he's learning the defense. He's really good and you have Tommy Prestes, who's really smart and makes plays and they're physical. And so I think they've really turned the page and they're really getting better each and every day. And so I've been grateful to work with them. I'm kind of like in the middle of them where like I'm not one of the older guys like Talon and Tanner, but I kind of am more towards Faletau and Tommy. And so I'm with them a lot and we watch film together a lot. And it's been great being in the same room as them and great seeing the improvement from all of us in the room.
Well, you touched on that right then, and you were kind of mentioning this a little bit before, but you're sort of reaching that point, and it's weird for me to think about as well, where you're coming into an upperclassman. I'm sure there's some leadership expectations being put on you. Are you doing anything specifically to kind of maybe assert yourself a little bit more in whether it's in the film room or just being more vocal, that kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely made it a goal this past year to be more of a leader, to be more of a vocal leader. I'm not really the most outspoken guy, especially in team settings, but I feel like that's something that I could improve on and something that I've been trying to work on throughout the off season. And so you have those guys like the Tyler Batties who know how to talk and they know how to talk to people, and you have Keanu Tanuvasa and all those guys. And I'm just trying to work to be better and be more of a vocal leader, but then also be more like a leader in the position group as well, initiating film studies with other people. And so doing stuff like that. And I know that it's been getting better.
All right, we have a couple of follow-ups. First, Mitch, then Jared.
Yeah, Raider, just wanted to ask, year three with Coach Hill and this defense. Last year, you guys were the number one D in the Big 12. How much is it going to change, you think, in year three? Is it's more of last year, or do you feel like there's going to be more depth to this defense that hasn't been unleashed yet?
Well, yeah, I think there's going to be a lot more improvement. We were happy with where we were last year, but we weren't satisfied, and we definitely knew that there's more that we need to be better at defensively, schematically. And so we've definitely tried our best to, like I mentioned before, just understanding the defense. Now that we know the defense well, we're playing safety a little bit different now, to where we play sides instead of just someone plays strong and free, which has been very extremely helpful when we're practicing, because knowing that someone else knows my position, I know their position, we can go wherever we want and play off each other, has been really helpful. So I think that's something that's going to take our defense to the next level as a whole and as a safety group as well. Go
Raider,
ahead, Jared.
the DeMooney family knows a little bit about BYU football over the years. I just wonder how fun is it to come into a season with BYU type expectations, like elevated, like expected to do a really good job this year, have a lot of talent pieces. I just wonder what that's like for you as a kid who grew up knowing a lot about BYU football.
Yeah, I think that's something that you dream of as a kid. Now this is what you want. You want all the eyes on you. And last season we had a pretty good season last season, and so now everyone's watching. They want to see what we're going to do now. And growing up a BYU fan, diehard BYU fan, and my dad playing here, that's all you want. You want to be on that spotlight. You want to put on for the university. And so I think it's been a blessing, and it's something that we don't take lightly as well, and understand that there's a lot of hard work that needs to go into this offseason so that we can be the best defense that we can be, the best team as a whole. And it's been a blessing to put it all, to wrap it in one word, or well, one word. Just having the eyes on us, because now everyone's watching and this is when you get to shine. And so a lot of hard work to be put in, but exciting.